ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, we talk about UFC 155. That's right, I'm talking about the heavyweight championship of the world going down December 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the main event, the main card on pay-per-view, 7 p.m. Pacific time. But it all starts at about 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. They show a few fights on Facebook. Then they'll go to FX Cable for a couple hours, show some fights there. Then they'll bring the main card over to pay-per-view. Should be a, how can I put this, the best night of MMA in the year as far as UFC is concerned. Of course, an industry that's been beset by injuries. Everybody's got injuries. Dominic Cruz, I think he's their bantamweight champion. He's hurt again. He tore one knee out, and he was out for a while. And no, it wasn't. He was working with Ronda Rousey. That's what the rumor was. It wasn't he was working with Ronda Rousey. And he tore one knee apart and blew it out. And then he came back, and then he blew out the other knee. So now he's on the shelf for probably, another year and a half, if he can ever come back. Two blown out knees? I don't know, man. This is combat sports. They ain't boxing. Boxing, maybe you can work on the knees. But MMA, you've got to ground the pound. You've got to use those legs more. You've got to get down on the ground. I don't know. I think the knees are a little bit more important in MMA than they are in boxing. Pat Barry will be our guest today. Of course, the Ultimate Fighter guy. And, of course, the man that scored that sensational knockout over heavily favored Shane Del Rosario just a fortnight ago on FX. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
It's time! Fourth round for the undisputed USA Heavyweight Championship of the World! Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner! This man is a mixed martial artist, holding a professional record, 8 wins, no losses. Standing 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing in at 244 pounds, fighting out of San Jose, California. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the challenger, Cain Velasquez! And now introducing his opponent, fighting out of the red corner. This man is a wrestler, holding a professional record, 5 wins, 1 loss. He stands 6 feet 3 inches tall, weighing in at 264 pounds. Fighting out of Alexandria, Minnesota, presenting the reigning, defending, undisputed UFC Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar!
Wow. Wow, indeed. Oh, my goodness.
That's the word, baby.
Oh, this is crazy right now. There's a buzz here at Honda Center. Lesnar, Velasquez, heavyweight title is on the line.
You ready to fight? Ready? Go!
Brock on the attack. Flying knee from Lesnar.
Brock is relentless, but he wasn't able to take Kane down there.
Brock coming out swinging.
Let's see how well Kane fights off his back. Kane back up his feet. Nicely done by Mr. Velasquez.
We haven't seen him taken down often, if at all, but he's right back up. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's rocked, and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Ha! What you see, the great L.J. Reynolds, another product of Motown, buddy, friend of mine, L.J., LJ only stands about 5'5", 5'6", man. He's got a voice to be heard around the world. He is a man, lead singer of the Dramatics. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, the man that has benefited, we talked about Dominic Cruz being out, blowing out. He blew out his first knee in May. Then he blew out the second knee a couple of weeks ago. So he's done for at least a year, okay? So the interim champion, the guy that beat Uriah Faber, I believe, in July, is Renan Barreiro, and this guy can fight. I mean, he is the real deal. I mean, he's from Brazil. A lot of these fighters that you see doing their thing in the world of mixed martial arts have their you know, their backgrounds are Brazilian. I mean, they learned the Brazilian traits of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You heard the clip coming in there of course, Brock Lesnar, then the challenge, you know, the world heavyweight champion being defeated by challenger Cain Velasquez, who goes December 29th for all the marbles in the rematch with Junior Dos Santos. Both once-beaten fighters, of course, them fighting on Fox. And we're going to get into that in just a second. Of course, the actual deal with Fox and the UFC and how some people aren't all that happy with it. We'll get to that in just a second. But of course, that was the first fight on Fox last year. UFC Fox won. Cain Velasquez was getting knocked out in a minute and a blink of an eye by Junior Dos Santos. Of course, Dos Santos defends the heavyweight title in May. Cain Velasquez comes back and stomps on Antonio the Giant Silva. Okay, so that's happening. You know that's what's going on. That's how they got this rematch together. So they're going to have this rematch for all the marbles. Now, will the second fight be any different from the first fight? I mean, think about this. You knock a guy out in a minute and 4 seconds. Now, Shane did have a shoulder injury and a knee injury going in. Granted, I got to give him that. Okay, but Junior Dos Santos had a broken foot. So it wasn't even playing field as far as injuries were concerned. I don't know which one was more severe or not, but the bottom line is both guys were willing to fight hurt for the, you know, for the company, for the brand, for the UFC on Fox One. Of course, that was the big Fox show, and of course the debut, and it did great numbers, fantastic numbers. But there was only a minute and 4 seconds of fighting, and they filled the rest of the show with pablum. That's a good way to put it. Just a bunch of bunk. Okay, Dana White, guys like that, Randy Couture. We don't want to see that. We want to see fights. Okay, so people got turned off by that move. Then the second UFC card, another card with great ratings, okay, terrible fights. Okay, so then it went from terrible fights to good fights, but they had already lost this new core that they were looking to attract, this new UFC fan with, you know, Fox TV, the network TV, this national appeal, this new demographic they were looking for that they weren't getting before. You know, with network TV versus pay-per-view, it's a big difference. I mean, if you could watch the UFC and a fight like, you know, Velasquez and Santos on Fox TV, free TV, versus $60 on pay-per-view, what do you think is going to get bigger numbers? Obviously, the free fight. Okay, and it did. It got great numbers. Okay, but since then, the numbers on Fox TV have been plummeting. The numbers on FX cable for the Ultimate Fighter show, of course, was just concluded season 16. We'll talk with Pat Barry about that in a couple of minutes. But the numbers it was drawing on FX cable weren't nearly the numbers it was drawing on Spike TV. And of course, then we've got the Fuel TV issue, where the UFC air some of their fights on Fuel TV, which is a network that few people in the country have. So only a couple hundred people, a couple hundred thousand people get to watch fights on Fuel TV. That's their biggest numbers. In fact, that's the biggest numbers on Fuel TV, period, is the UFC on Fuel TV, where they garner like 250,000 viewers. Yeah, the networks, nobody got it, period. I mean, Sean Weidman beat up on Mark Munoz, a big upset earlier this year in San Jose, California. Nobody saw it. It's like the fight didn't exist. If you don't see it and you're a fan and you don't see it, how do you know it happened? You read about it, yeah, you tend to forget things you read about. But if you watch this fight, Weidman and Munoz, you'd realize this fight was a significant fight and that Weidman is on, I mean, he is on the scene. He is the guy. I think he's going to be if not a future champion, real close to it. So circle that name for 2013. You know, you've got Anderson Silva talking about this catchweight fight. Anderson Silva being the world middleweight, 185-pound UFC champion, the man with the longest reign. I think he's got 8 or 9 defenses now. He wants to fight Georges St-Pierre. And he's willing to fight him like at 178 pounds or something like that. Of course, he fights at 185. It would be a catchweight fight for both fighters, St-Pierre being the 170-pound welterweight champion. Okay, so he's going to move up to like 78 and fight Anderson Silva. But I think once he gets in the octagon, the cage in which these guys do battle, he'll realize that Silva is the spider. He is big. I mean, yeah, he didn't do too well as a professional boxer. I think he was like 1-1 or something like that, or 1-0-1. Yeah, he got beat. He got knocked out and one fighter stopped in the corner, something like that. But boxing wasn't his forte. The spider went into mixed martial arts, of course, became the, like, he's, a, he's, He's one of the most popular athletes in Brazil, and worldwide he has sponsorship deals. So he's not that big, I think, per se, in the United States as far as an athlete's concerned. You know, he's not like a big football star or something like that, but he is a star in the world of mixed martial arts. No question about that. No question about it. And speaking of stars in the world of mixed martial arts, we're going to roll with Pat Barry in just a minute, folks. That's right. Pat Barry, the character that he is. What does he call it? Hype or die? Die or hype? Something like that. Anyway, we'll get his nickname straight, but he'll be in the house in just a minute right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, UFC 155 going down December 29th. Pay-per-view starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Facebook.com, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. FX Cable, 5 o'clock Pacific time. An entire night of mixed martial arts brought to you by the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now. 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do you do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
What's your rush style, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did your computer ever do things you didn't want it to do at the wrong time? Mine just did. I have a Macintosh, which is supposed to be the better. And it was a cut from the Dinosaur Tracks. It was a album recorded in the 1980s by Tower of Power, not released until late 1990s. They didn't have a recording contract, so this sat in the studios or in the vaults for a long time. You took the L out of loving Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts, folks. We welcome back the man that had the knockout of the night. I kid you not. When he knocked out Shane Del Rosario, Shane Del Rosario came in 8-0 with 8 knockouts. They were sort of talking about Pat Barry like he was lunch meat. Well, guess what? He turned the tables on him in less than, what was the official time? A minute and 30-something seconds or what?
26 seconds into round two.
26 into round two. So that devastating of a knockout, how do guys come back from that devastating of a knockout? I mean, that was chilling.
Hey, you know what? At one point in time, I used to ask the same question all the time. It all depends on the person. It all depends on the individual, you know. But really, in all actuality, when it comes down to it, you can't feel it. You can't feel it. The first overhand left that hit him, trust me, as soon as that one hit, even though he was still standing before the barrage of punches on the fence, when that first overhand left landed on his head, that turned off all the feeling switch. It was done. Any type of sensation that he possibly could have had was gone with.
There was
no pain.
Pat,
you know,
Barrett.
I mean, he might have had a sore neck the next day.
Pat Barry is our guest, folks. I mean, one knockout of the night. Hey, that bonus. Danny gave you a good bonus on that one, huh?
Yeah, I ended up giving the knockout of the night bonus with that. And I think it's partially due to the fact that the first round, that was a violent, that was a pretty rough knockout, you know? That knockout was not soft. It felt terrible. It had to be bad. But the first round, I spent the first round 3.5 minutes on the ground, avoiding submission after submission after submission. You know, and when it came and have a comeback like that, I think that got it. That deserves it.
Well, you know, it speaks volumes about your intestinal fortitude and your never die attitude. I mean, what's your nickname? Hype or die? What is it called? Die or hype? What is it?
Hype or die. HD. All or nothing. Give me what you got, or get out of my face.
Okay, let's talk about some other fights. Were you impressed with Justin Poirier the same night on FX cable?
You know what? Honestly, he fought before me, so I didn't see it. I was in the locker room getting warm. He was wasn't he the first fight? The fight right before him?
I think he might have been. But hey, speaking of that dress room scenario, isn't that nerve wracking to you? That's the most nerve wracking thing to me in the entire world, is sitting in that dress room waiting to fight. I mean, once the glove up, is it the same with you, Pat?
Hey man, it's so weird being in the locker room. I mean, because you know, a lot of people think that okay, now just because you're in the locker room, that means that now it's fight time. You know, you still have the option to leave. you can still walk out. You don't have to stay. But so you're choosing to stay. And the thing is, I think that what gets to be so nerve wracking about it is that we're not in the locker room alone. We're in the locker room with other fighters. So you're watching these guys get carried back to the room.
You know, one night I fought on a 30-bout card. I think it was 29 bouts at the San Francisco Cow Palace. And I fought in the 27th bout of the night. They had two rings, so it wasn't that long of an evening. But it went to about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So they were bringing guys back to my dressing room on stretchers, bringing guys back to my dressing room all busted up, broken noses, broken bones. And I'm saying to myself, you know what word I'm using? Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know what? And the thing is, in all actuality, the guys are probably coming back in with just a little scratch on the forehead. But because our senses are so turned on, they look like they're getting dragged in on in bags, their body parts being brought in.
Pat Barry's our guest, folks. We're talking about the anxiety of a fighter, the mindset before a fight when you're sitting in the dressing room. I mean, I didn't sleep that well the night before a fight. So other guys slept like babies. I didn't sleep too well the night before a fight. In fact, the week leading up to a fight, I didn't catch my sleep. I used to take naps. You take naps, Pat?
Hey, yep. That's all it is. It's a bunch of naps. I mean, once we land, wherever the fight's going to be, once we land on Tuesday, I'm a wreck. Like, I'm a wreck, man. Like, the whole week, everything, I just go back and, oh, man. And you know what drove me the most crazy? It was all the people who say, all right, man, all the work's done. Now it's time for the fun part.
Pat Barry's our guest, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He won knockout of the night, of course, on the Ultimate Fighter 16 finale. Now, you looked physically a little different than you had in the past. Did you cut a little extra weight? Did you do anything different for this fight? I mean, or was it just my imagination?
No, man, for this fight, I legitimately upped my strength and conditioning with Matt Miller over at Horsepower in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's a phenomenal strength and conditioning coach. So my conditioning was out of this window, which at the same time changed my physical appearance. And I focused a lot on, for this fight, I got back to my roots, man. I focused a lot on striking. That's what I haven't been doing. These last 3 years of MMA, I've been doing so much jujitsu and wrestling and jujitsu and wrestling and all the time rolling and hitting the ground. And that's what I got to work on. But I was neglecting what I'm supposedly known for, you know?
And that's being a badass?
Kind of, apparently. I mean, apparently, you know, according to that video, I didn't really realize it, but after I win a fight, I apparently turn into a gangster in mid-ring.
You are a violent man. That fight,
oh, man.
That fight was violent. Shane Del Rosario, folks.
I'm a violent man in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, but you know what? Most of us, and you know that, we're puppy dogs, unless you want to mess with us, but we're puppy dogs for the most part outside of the ring. You know, you just step across that line, you pay the price. Okay, that's on you.
And that's how it is.
Yeah, that's
you're
on you.
You're a wounded animal back into the corner.
Exactly.
If the only way out is to walk through you, well, so, I guess I'm about to be a cannibal.
So be it. We're talking with Pat Barry, folks, of course, who got that big bonus. He won. How much was the bonus? You want to tell us or what?
$40,000.
$40,000. I guess that'll buy a few things, huh?
That's a lot of gas station hot dogs, man.
Not after taxes. That's what my producer used to yell in my ear. Not after taxes. Hey, Cuddy, why you bring up taxes? You didn't have to do that. Pat, when
we're fighters. We don't pay those.
Yeah, right. And then they come back after like they did Joe Louis. I don't know if you know what Joe Louis did. All these charities for World War II and the U.S. Army, and the IRS took him in and took his house and took everything from him after the war.
Hey, man, that's horrible.
That's the United States government. The greatest government in the world! Not. Pat Barry is our guest, folks. We're going to talk about UFC 155, of course, just less than a week away. December 29th, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, the rematch, of course. And UFC has been on Fox in the last month, of course, Benson Henderson defending the UFC lightweight title against Nate Diaz. Were you surprised that Benson Henderson didn't make it look that easy?
No, not at all.
No? He's a beast, huh?
Ben is a monster. Ben is a monster. Like, Ben has always been a monster. But let's think back to Ben Henderson. All right, WEC days, Ben Henderson, the champ Ben Henderson, got kicked in the face with Anthony Pettis doing the most matrixy wall walking. Like, what was that? But after that happened, Ben has never been the same. This dude has been relentless ever since. I mean, he's like, his conditioning, his strength, the amount of pressure that he puts on people and doesn't crack.
Yeah.
That's a different Ben right there.
Pat Barry's our guest, folks. It's us, UFC 155, just a week away. Want to say hello to our listeners, of course, in Atlanta, GA, on 3WE, down there in San Bernardino, California, and KRAK. And don't forget Vegas. Hey, Vegas, 1400 AM K-Shop. Getting it on, of course. The Vegas is the home of course, the USC, Zuffa Sports, Strike Force will be going down. We'll talk with Pat Barry about that. Pat, you surprised the Strike Force brand is being disbanded?
I don't know all the details of the situation, but I just, man, you know what's never going to die? McDonald's. You're never going to kill McDonald's. No energy drink is ever going to come over and just destroy Red Bull.
Okay.
That's going to be there. So.
Pat Barry, Pat, freeze that thought. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Pat Barry, of course. We're going to update and preview UFC 155 on the other side of this break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Randy trying to get into his range still, and Machida will not allow him to do so.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power, Lincoln, California, New Year's Eve. Some Thunder Valley Casino up there. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 28-plus years now. on the line from the mountains of Colorado. The very exciting. Of course, I'm talking about Pat Barry, the UFC fighter who drilled Shane Del Rosario. Shane Del Rosario came in 8-0 with 8 knockouts. And you had heard Kyle Kingsbury on the show saying that, oh, Shane Del Rosario was a monster and he was this and he was that. Well, you know, Goliath got slain by David, and David is my current guest. I'm talking about Pat Barry. I think that's a good way to put it, Goliath versus David there, because, you know, they were casting you off on this one, Pat.
You know what? I think that, like, man, it's weird. It seems to happen a lot, like in almost all of our fights. I mean, I've said before, like, everybody's a bad matchup for me. I mean, once you're in the UFC, you're the highest. The top of the mountain. Like, there's nothing better. There's nothing higher than that when it comes to MMA and fight sports. Like, the UFC is the top of the top. So everybody's dangerous. Everybody's a bad matchup. And I'm 3'7". That's just going to happen. I've got small hands and I've got very delicate feet. That's just part of it, man. These dudes are like big burly men. Everybody's a killer. Anybody can win a fight at any point in time. Anybody can knock anybody out. That's just how it's always going to be, man. So. You know what? When we actually, matter of fact, in round one, when we hit the ground, I could hear people in the crowd going, there he goes again. Like, I could hear that happening in the crowd.
I've never heard groans in a crowd. I remember having my police captain. I was in Las Vegas at a Showboat Hotel, and I got dropped over the weight match at the Showboat Hotel. And I remember my captain telling me, "Get up! Get up!" And I could see him with his hands. I'm going, what's he doing? Bottom line was, that was a very, very rocky evening. Pat Barry is our guest, folks, one of the most colorful UFC fighters out there, and he calls himself horizontally challenged. He's the smallest in height UFC heavyweight on the roster. Of course, he's won fight of the night honors, knockout of the night, and of course, coming off that knockout of Shane Del Rosario, good God, we're all impressed. Now let's talk for a second about other guys who've been impressive this year in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Rory McDonald to me looked like a future champion when he dismantled BJ Penn.
You know what, man? That guy's a machine, man. Whatever they're doing at that camp, whatever they're eating up there, man. Those guys, he looks like a machine. Like the way he's moving, the way he's, like, striking, all the work that he's doing, like, that's going to be tough to beat, man. And, of course, he's beatable, because anyone is, but that's going to be pretty tough to beat, man. I mean, I already knew he was good. I knew he had skill. I knew he had talent. He had heart. He had drive. But that performance was, that was pretty nice. That was a big step up. That was really impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, and it's like this. You know, you heard the accolades. You've seen a few clips of him here and there, but when he stepped out, I mean, he just gangster slapped BJ Penn for the entire. I mean, it was. If I was BJ, you know, the UFC isn't doing him any favors putting him in fights with guys like Rory McDonald. I mean, it's time to walk away when you're fighting guys that you can't win a 30 seconds of a round against.
Well, you know, that's what the average, you know, the average Joe, the average outside looker would say. But I can tell you this, as being a competitor myself, being a so-called fighter myself, there's no walking away from this, man. You can't walk away from it. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to breathe oxygen anymore. You can't walk away from.
You know how we can agree to disagree on that one? Is that
the only time I think a fighter truly retires is when people refuse to give him fights. That's it.
Well,
as long as people are offering you, everybody retires. Oh, I'm not done. I'm finished. You get the itch, man. You step away from it for a little bit too long, you get the itch.
Here's what's up. When I retired, I won't say the year because I'll be giving away my age. Anyway, when I retired, the reason why I did, Pat, is that when the punches that were missing me by inches before were now missing me by millimeters are hitting me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't able to beat guys that I could have beaten in my sleep before. So it was time for me to get out. And I walked away, and I did think about one comeback. I got myself all the way down to like 140 pounds. And the weight limit being 139, all this kind of stuff. And then one day in the gym, I realized, you know what, it just isn't there. So I did walk away. But you trying to tell me they're going to have to carry you away from the octagon?
No, trust me. No, I don't think so. But, I mean, maybe. You know, who knows? I mean, we all, like I said, we have this feeling like as if we're going to, like it's done. You know what? I'm a pretty intelligent guy. I know when enough is enough. I'm going to stop. Right? Right. Just like you said, you had that moment. And then all of a sudden, you thought about having a comeback moment. And then you decide, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. Guys that I used to be able to beat in my sleep are now giving me trouble, and this is getting dangerous, right?
That's exactly.
My opinion, I could be totally wrong, but you might get the itch eventually again one day. You never know.
I get the itch every day. Listen, I've dropped like 25 pounds in the last month and a half. I'm running. I'm training again. And I'm not training for any competitive comebacks or anything. I'm just trying to get my waist down and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm feeling the itch again, and the itch has always been there. When I see guys on TV, I say, I could have beat him, things like that. I could have exploited that. So, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Let's talk about the future. Junior Dos Santos, 15-1, the reigning heavyweight champion in the world, taking on Cain Velasquez, 10-1, the top-ranked challenger, the ex-champion. What gives here, Pat Barry? What gives?
I'm going with Cain on that one. I'm confidently going with Cain on that one, man. Cain Velasquez, when the very first time I saw Cain fight, I said, this guy right here, that's going to be the heavyweight champ of the UFC. That dude, like the very first fight I saw him in the UFC, I said, oh, that guy's going to be the champ. That guy is scary. And then he goes on like an 8-fight rampage win streak, and then all of a sudden wins.
Beats Brock Lesnar.
Has his moment, you know, and comes back, loses the fight. Hold on 1 second, man. Hey, walk around. Go walk, go think about it. Rose Namajunas has just finished running up a mountain in Denver for the first time being in Denver ever. Ran up a mountain, can't breathe, never stopped, did the whole thing, and she just got here, and she's made to the top 2.5 miles up a mountain. It's ridiculous. Sorry, that was a side note. But he comes in, he fights Junior. He has that moment, you know, maybe he got a little too comfortable, who knows. But every once in a while, we all need a wake-up call. And Junior came in, punched that head. Cain Velasquez had to have gone home and said, yeah, you know what, yeah, you're right. I got a little bit too comfortable. You're right. I drank my own, okay, no problem. And then when he came back and he fought Bigfoot, that was one of the most horrible fights I've seen. I was watching the fight going, oh, please stop this fight.
Pat, it almost looked like he was blading. It almost looked like professional wrestling, like Ric Flair.
And that amount of pressure, like that was just, that would mentally break almost anybody. I mean, most people are going to die from just the amount of, oh, why won't this guy back up? Please get off me. Get off me and give me a chance, man. Come on, I'm better than this. Let everybody see, back up. But you know what? He came in to eat him. I mean, that fight with Bigfoot reminded me of Tyson saying, I want your heart, I want to eat your kids. Like, he came in and he just went to work on him, man, and that was rough, man. I high five to Bigfoot for lasting as long as he did, because that was tough, man. That was a lot of damage.
Okay, you tip your hat to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's like one of your heroes, huh? Iron Mike.
Iron Mike Tyson is a man, bruh. Always was, always will be. He's the man. The ferociousness of that guy when he stepped into the ring was just no one's been like that. We've never had a Mike Tyson since.
You know, I'll tell you a little Mike Tyson story. We're at the Olympic training camp in Colorado Springs, and there's a bunch of us there, and I really don't belong there because I'm like a fringe guy. I ended up being ranked in the top 15, I think 13 in the country for 84. Oh, I gave away the year. Anyway, Mike Tyson's sitting there and Michael Nunn sitting there. Michael Nunn was a middleweight. Mike Tyson was a heavyweight. And they were capping back and forth like black guys like to do when they're together. They're talking smack back and forth. And Mike Tyson said something about Michael Nunn's mother. And Michael Nunn got up and walked across the hot tub. We're all sitting in this giant hot tub. And Michael Nunn got up and walked across the hot tub and told Mike Tyson to get up and fight right then and there. And Mike wouldn't get up. He called Mike's bluff,
really?
Right? Yeah, he called Mike's bluff, and here he was, 165-pounder. He called Mike's bluff. I can't use the words that Michael Nunn used, but I thought it was all going to break out right then. This hot tub was like the size of a half a swimming pool. Okay, it was huge.
Yeah,
it was just huge, and it was enough for like 100 people. Now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't have been there from a hygiene point of view. But the bottom line, but the bottom line is Michael Nunn walked down Mike Tyson right in front of me, and I was just like, boom. And so, you know, when Mike was knocking all these dudes dead and this and that, I was saying to myself, what happens when you know, the real Mike Tyson comes out, or when somebody calls Mike's bluff, and Buster Douglas called his bluff, and Evander Holyfield called his bluff, and those were the two major fights that Mike Tyson ended up losing. But when he was hot, boxing was on top, It was one of the most talked about sports, no question about that. Without Iron Mike, the game suffers.
Without Iron Mike, the game suffered, man. That guy, he changed the game, like, and like that was one of the most dramatic game changers of all time. Like, not only was this skill, and of course, we got guys like Ali who's bringing in a skill, and he's going to be remembered forever, and all these, you know, these other talented guys. We got, you know, who else used to be one of my favorite? What was this dude's name? Not Camacho.
Roberto Duran?
Roberto Duran, man. Oh, wow. Like, just watching him just was like, man, Booker T. Bird, like guys like that who just came in and just brought something different, and then they became like a different type of fighter, and they showed a different side to boxing. Tyson came in, and I think the whole world went, man, what is that? Like, what was that? Okay, fast, skill, speed, but what? Like, you look like this guy looks like he's fighting for his life, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm backed against the wall. The only way I can make it out is if I walk through you. I guess I've got to walk through you now. And that was just, man, the intensity inside of him, man. Well, the intensity that came out on his, wow.
Well, six of the scariest minutes of my life were in the ring with Roberto Duran down at the West Palm Canyon Hotel in Palm Springs, California, back in the 80s. That was frightening. He didn't do much, but he scared the snot out of me, and I was on the run for 6 minutes. So we talked about Roberto Duran and of course, the great Mike Tyson being one of your heroes. Who else, when Pat Barry thinks of heroes in the world of MMA, UFC, things like that, who do you look up to in the world of the Ultimate Fighting Championships in MMA?
Man, Ultimate Fighting Champions, this guy, like I said, this guy like Cain Velasquez, just with that, like, the constant marching forward ferociousness that he has. This guy's like Scottie Jorgensen. Guys like that, man. I've been watching Scottie since I can remember, man. That dude right there, I want to fight him. Like, the same height. I think I can do it. I think we should have a height class, and I'm going to fight Scottie Jorgensen. That guy right there, man, the amount of pressure, the skill, the speed, the fact that he doesn't get tired, like, that's always been, like, just guys who just march forward and just they squeeze you. I love that. Man. I love guys who go for finish, man. Guys who, you know what? You're having a 3-round fight. You're having a 5-round fight. Nope, I'm having a 1-round fight. And if you make it out of this, man, good luck. You come out of this first round is going to be the worst experience of your life. You make it out of this, wow, good luck. I used to tell people in kickboxing, 3 3-minute rounds, hey, man, this first round is going to be the worst experience you ever had, ever.
In
but
your
if you
life.
Make it out of round one, if you make it out of round one, you're probably going
to
win.
Hey, Pat. All the best to you, man, in 2013. You're always a great guest. I congratulate you on the fantastic honors in 2012 and look forward to a great year for you in 2013.
Hey, thank you so much, man.
Pat Barry, UFC heavyweight, of course, knocked Shane Del Rosario into another time zone, folks, on FX Cable a fortnight ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt. dead alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All right, now, Chief, jump up and dunk it in. Take a rest, Chief. Just stay right there. Take a rest. I'll be right back.
Don't ever be lonely, poor little fool like me. Don't ever be lonely, poor little fool like me.
One of the classics by the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Wow, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Well, folks, the Fighter of the Year for 2012 in the world of MMA and the UFC to me is, I'm talking about Chris Weidman. Born in 1984, the kid is a former collegiate wrestler. I mean, he is the real deal. He's 9-0. He's got 3 knockouts, 3 submission wins, 3 decision wins. I mean, what he did to Mark Munoz this year, to me, established him as a future, not a future champion, a future iconic figure in the world of mixed martial arts. Now, I know there's a lot of different ways to lose in the world of MMA. Disqualification, KO, cuts, TKO, submission holds, you name it. There's all kinds of different ways to lose, okay? But I think that Chris Weidman is on a fast track to the World Middleweight Championship. And I think this is the man that will in time beat Anderson Silva, the current reigning World Middleweight Champion. So Fighter of the Year honors definitely go to Chris Weidman. Of course, he took apart Mark Munoz earlier this year in San Jose, California. Another one of those fight cards that was shown on Fuel TV and nobody saw it. But I saw it because I was there. So I think he deserves Fighter of the Year honors, and I want to salute him, hopefully get him on the show in the very near future. Don't forget, we are just days away from Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. December 29th, 15-1 is Dos Santos, defending heavyweight champion of mixed martial arts in the UFC. 10-1, Cain Velasquez, the former champion. Also on the card, Jim Miller and Joe Lauzon, Tim Botch, and Costa Philippou. But the bottom line is, we're all waiting the fight. This is like Ali Frazier in MMA. Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos, something's got to give. Saturday night, December 29th, live from Las Vegas. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.